السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Wednesday morning, 15th of January 2025, corresponding with the Islamic date, 15th Rajab 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la nuhti tana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqal insana wa'allamahu al-bayan. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man buitha bifadlil khitab. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء ما من أحبه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and afa with afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept all the khidmat and Allah Rabbul Alameen give us tawfiq to welcome the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Rajab, 1446, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, the chapter regarding consultation, and verses number 6 to verse number 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ, and those people who have taken and made besides him, Almighty Allah, others as their friends, and meaning that they say that, remember that Almighty Allah has partners, or he has sons and daughters, Allah forbid, and so forth. So they have pinned their hopes on them. They make the idols and then they worship them. So remember that Almighty Allah alone is who? من دونه أولياء الله حفيظ عليهم. But Almighty Allah is guarding all of us, protecting all of us. We see that not every day a tsunami comes, not every day are the winds and fires and so forth. That is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. Allah protects us all. But sometimes, occasionally, Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah comes. There's earthquake and there's tsunami and there's floods and so many problems you can see in LA, America, and other parts of the world. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٌ. And you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not in charge of them. Your function is to make tabligh, iblagh, to propagate the message to them. And the hidayat, that is from Allah Ta'ala's side. Allah will guide whoever He wants to, when He wants to. So that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What must you do, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, took place in Makkah Mukarrama. And from there, the best place and most sacred place, the message must go out to the entire world. Why? Because all the messengers and prophets that came before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to a specific place and for a limited time. But your message and you yourself, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter number 21 and verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Hence, you were, you are, you always will be the international prophet and messenger, and your message is also global and international. So see what Almighty Allah states. وَكَذَلِكَ and similarly, and thus, أُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, we send the revelation to you. So Almighty Allah, using the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, who can send wahi, revelation? Only Almighty Allah. To you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qur'anan Arabiya. This Qur'an Sharif in the Arabic language, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and O Hufaz, O Imams, 540 ruku. So therefore, each one of us should know that. So what should you do? لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. You should warn people with love. You, my son, your name is Nazir. My daughter, your name is Nazira. It does not just mean warner, that is incomplete translation. At-takhwif ma'al-mahabba, to warn with love and compassion and feeling. How that mother sees the child crawling towards the fireplace on a cold winter's night, and how she warns that baby of hers. So similarly, that yeah, we should be warning people. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing that par excellence, obviously. لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى, so that you warn people with love in the mother of all towns and cities, and that is Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest city for all times, all places. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth takes place there. We read Salat, you're going to read Fajr Salat now, or you read already, depending where you are. So remember that you face the Baytullah, we worship Allah, but for the sake of unity, uniformity, we face one direction, and that is the Baytullah, the cube, because non-Muslims are also listening, and that is in Makkah Mukarramah. So Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and cities, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and whatever is around it, شَرْقًا وَجُنُوبًا وَشِمَالًا, so all directions, remember, because Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the international and global messenger and prophet selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and also warned the people, وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ, warned them with love and compassion, يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ, the day of assembly, we all will get together on that day, nobody will escape on that day. Did we read the dua, chapter number 3, verse number 194, وَلَا تُحُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, O Allah Jalla Wala, do not humiliate and disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of assembly, Yawm al-Jam'i. La rayba fi, there's absolutely no doubt regarding that day. Then the final verdict will come. Fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fi sa'ir. One group will go to Jannah and paradise. They passed away with Iman and Islam, and the special mercy of Almighty Allah came, hence they went to Jannah and paradise, everlasting bliss, happiness and joy. وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, and one group went to the inferno and the blazing fire because of their kufr and blasphemy, and because of their shirk and polytheism, idol worship, because of their nifaq and hypocrisy. They only paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of Iman and Islam. So how many people like that? Today, we have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from blasphemy, kufri, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. But if Almighty Allah wanted His Qudrat-e Kamila, His absolute power, sovereignty, majesty, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, Almighty Allah could make all of them one nation, one people, all Muslims, but then there will be no test and trial. وَلَاكِي يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي, but the sunnat and system of Almighty Allah, He includes whomsoever He wishes in His mercy. So daily we are in need, every moment, every minute, every second, for the mercy of Almighty Allah. Hence we read, read now with me, chapter 7 verse 151, surah 7 verse 151, وَأَدَخِلْنَا نا في رحمتك وأدخلنا, O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, include us, في رحمتك, in your special mercy, وأنت, whilst you alone exclusively, Ya Allah, أرحم الراحمين, you were, you are, you always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. What a powerful, beautiful dua. Quran Sharif is teaching us, وأدخل إلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. So Allah includes in His mercy whomsoever He wishes, ولكن يدخل من يشاء في رحمتي. والظالمون, and those who are guilty of shirk and kufr, إن الشرك لظلم عظيم, people who ascribe somebody something to Allah, they are guilty of the worst form of transgression, oppression, suppression. والظالمون, and those people, tinpot dictators, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ, for them there is no protector and no helper. On that day, the day of justice, يوم الجمعي, and that's the day then they will realize that they were living in the fool's paradise. Allah protect us all. أَمِتْ تَخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا, what? They have taken besides Him all Almighty Allah protectors and helpers and so forth. But remember that it is just a delusion, illusion. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ, He Almighty Allah is the exclusive protector. And وَوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, and He gives life to the dead. So therefore, when we are facing difficulty, Now there are real difficult times. Chapter 3, verse 173. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Jalla Wala is sufficient for us. Allah Jalla Wala is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And then read the last line of the 17th Supara, 17 Jews. Chapter 22, verse 78. Fani'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah is the best helper. So always read that very powerful Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal Wakil Fani'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. So wahuwa yuhyil mawta. Who can give life to the dead? Who can give us life and death? Only Almighty Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He, Almighty Allah, has power over everything. He does as He pleases because He is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدٍ. Why is the sun rise today 5 o'clock? Why is it 5:30 in some places? Why is it 6 o'clock? Why is sunset 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 5 past 8 in Cape Town? So why all these things happen? So Kudrat ka karishma, a manifestation of His power, that wahuwa ala kulli shayin qadir. He has power over everything, and He does as He pleases, and none can question His authority, His majesty, and His sovereignty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 15th of Rajab, 1446, the Ghazza genocide. Today, that is Wednesday, is day number 467, and in Russia it is day number 1056. We present to you the news, views, interviews, alhamdulillah, and that is, remember, that locally, nationally, globally, internationally. I was just drinking some water there. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday, the news came through the wires. 3 jutlas, remember, killed, dispatched to Jahannam. 7 of them injured in different places. We say, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Thousands and thousands of jutlas and Jews, Zionists, were marching, protesting yesterday, and telling Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, that sealed the deal. Now the ceasefire must be implemented. So both presidents want to take now credit for it. So Biden is trying his best, but his legacy is genocide. And remember that Trump is trying his best, that now he wants to say, I brought about the ceasefire. So one president kicked out, another one coming, both haramis and both morons. Him, Trump, whenever his name comes, you think of Stormy, you see that? So that is how they behave, the shaitans. Allah protect us all. So IDF kills an 80-year-old Palestinian grandmother, another war crime according to United Nations. Blinken, so Blinken now, he is bloody Blinken, he's got blood on his hand, and he is an Israeli-American spy, and he wasted his time there as Secretary of State. Now he knows few days left, so he says Israel must abandon an taxation. What the hell is it going to help now when you were propping them up all this time and so forth? Blinken, you harami war criminal. So he says, do not annex the West Bank. The whole of Israel are, remember, settlers. And we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So Pakistan and India should try and work together, and that will be beneficial for the entire region, including Afghanistan. Who is saying that? The Russian foreign minister. Can you imagine that the Russian foreign minister is teaching them a lesson so that they all can build their own empire? Ben Gvir, the harami minister of security, says ceasefire is surrender to Hamas. So he says you must kill them, and he and Smotrich are now plotting, planning. They say if the ceasefire is implemented, then both of them will resign and will sit in the opposition benches and so forth, meaning they will try and bring down the government and so forth. So there's big trouble there. But Almighty Allah taught us all this long time, 1400 years ago and more, in the noble Quran, chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'suhum bainahum shadid. The Jutlas, the Jews among themselves, there is severe war and civil war, and they will be fighting among themselves. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think and consider them to be united. Wa qulubuhum shatta. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. You know why? Dhalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. The Jews are a people who got no brains, no understanding. Therefore, they murdered and martyred 300,000 people in Gaza alone. This comes from the Gaza doctors and medical. So people who are speaking the truth, if you count from day one till now, 300,000 were martyred and murdered, and the Israelis still could not beat Hamas and so forth. Cuba removed from the terrorist list. You see that Biden wants to try and leave a positive legacy, but his legacy is tainted, polluted. Remember, always will be known as Joe Genocide Biden, the Harami war criminal. The last phase of Zionism. You Muslims, you ulama and students, you should read this Pearson's books. Remember that. Once, twice, I sent out his books also. The author is called Ilan Papay. So, not Papi, they pronounce it as Papay. So, remember that. He writes that this is the last phase of Zionism. Zionism is in Sakarat, and then it will die, and then it will be kicked out and expelled from Israel. And that's what I'm telling you, Jutlas, and you who are thinking Israel will be a successful story. No, it is a failure. You must remember that. And that is from the horse's mouth. So, you know what the prosecutor Smith said? He said Trump escaped jail time because he won the elections. Otherwise, he should be in jail now. And because now he was found guilty and so forth. So when Trump heard of this, what he, Prosecutor Smith, said, he said he's a deranged person. No, he's not deranged. What he spoke is the truth. LA fires are worse than a nuclear strike. Who said that? Trump said that. But he didn't visit there. He just saw the visuals and the images and so forth and so on, and he's blaming everything on the Democrats, because now he said he'll bring hell to the Middle East and Gaza. Allah brought hell for him and his party and America, and Allah mazid adabaka alayhim ya rabbal alameen, punish them more and more ya rabbal alameen. And the winds are increasing, inshallah more places will burn as well. California governor calls Musk a liar. So they all got their own problems. So see, this is, I sent it out last night, the Israeli war was a failure. They said even if Israel occupies the entire Middle East, it will never be able to defeat the people in Gaza. Gaza is what? Fiha al-Izzah, fiha al-Nusra, fiha al-Barakah. The people of Gaza are special people. Allah's divine help is there. The blessings are there. Allah's special mercy is there. So 18, this is Saudi press now. So what they say? That in 2024, if you take foreigners only now, you see, not Saudis and the Gulf state and that others they call. So 18.5 million foreigners perform Hajj and Umrah in the year 2024, and they made good money out of them. Bibi Netanyahu is not going for the inauguration of Trump, you see, because Trump called him a son of a bee. You know what is the meaning of that? And he's not got no plans to go to Auschwitz, because he knows that the people will call him a war criminal. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives honor to whomsoever he loves and wishes, and disgraces whomsoever he wishes. Another story coming out from Britain, Tulip Siddiqui. So she has resigned as from the Treasury. Sharif ministry, you see that she was cooking up deals for her auntie Hasina Sheikh, Sheikh Hasina Day in Bangladesh, and therefore humiliated, disgraced, and now she had to resign. Allah protect us all. Bloody Blinken. Blinken was giving a lecture and a lady came and said, "You are bloody Blinken. You have blood on your hands. We concur with you, sister." Ben-Gvir blocks the deal of ceasefire many times. Haaretz newspapers say this current deal, the same deal was done 9 months ago, 8 months ago. So why the hell didn't you accept it that time, BB? And now you are accepting it. Go read the Haaretz, you will find it there. Which passport is the best passport in the world? Can you believe that? It was the American one, but now no more. So which one is the best? The UAE, United Arab Emirates, the leader, Pakka, Murtad, MBZ, and so forth, that they don't require visa for 133 countries. South Africa is in the second half, as usual, you know that. On Reimer Netsam, we just follow the Pied Piper. Spain, for people who live out of the European Union, like people in Britain, people in Morocco, they love to buy property in Spain. So now the president, prime minister, whatever, they are thinking and mulling of imposing 100% tax on foreigners who are living be outside the EU. So that will be a big problem for people who want to buy property, because acute house shortage there in Spain. Let's come to our South Africa. Palula, so he is the Secretary General of the ANC. So last week when they were in Cape Town, everybody goes with the ferry to Robben Island. But me, I'm a big shot, he says. He goes with the yacht. Can you believe that? These are the ANC mufatiyas, you understand? That's what, you remember the trip he took there to, you must remember Dubai and all that saga and so forth. Mantesh Mantashi, you must remember, another Mufatya also. So he didn't go to the Stilfontein, you understand, mine. Then yesterday, after so long, he went there and he says, "No, you must not tell me what to do," and so forth. That is weakness. You must remember, you can't answer the question and then you say, "Don't push me in a corner and don't tell me what to do." So that is tenpot dictatorship, and therefore your support is dwindling everywhere. Hopeless, useless people, this. Stilfontein, 36 bodies were pulled out from there. They sent a cage down and 82 survivors. But you know what is the joke? The joke is all the money, millions and millions are used. So is we are footing the bill. We, the taxpayer, is paying for all this. Can you imagine what a mess we are in here? Okay, today's programs, inshallah, Wednesday, will be Mufti Farhan Karani with Maulana Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9. 11 to 12, inshallah, will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday after Zohar, right till Asr. Duas are accepted. Make dua for Gaza, Palestine. Make dua for the Muslim Ummah. Make dua for our country, South Africa, and the entire humanity and the entire planet. May Almighty Allah protect us all wherever we are. Fallahu khayrun hafiz. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Chapter number 12 and verse 64, that He Almighty Allah alone is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah exclusively is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Jee Maulana, we have 25 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my husband has returned to the grace and mercy of Allah yesterday. Mufti Saab, when will my iddat end? Please share do's and don'ts during this period, and what should I be reading? Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, whenever a Muslim person, not non-Muslim, when a Muslim person passes away, we say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily unto Almighty Allah we belong, and unto Him is the return. So that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, Surah 2 and verse number 156. So read that, my sister. Inna lillahi wa inna ilay raji'un. Second, we make dua, Almighty Allah Jalla wala, grant your husband, late husband now, your deceased husband, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So you, your children, grandchildren, so all of you should be reading Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. We can't pray for non-Muslims after non-Muslims die, Tom, Dick and Mary. While they're alive, we make dua. Allah grant them hidayat, iman, Islam. But they die as non-Muslims, chapter 9, verse 84, you can't pray for them. No memorial service, no visiting the graveyard, cemetery, nothing. All haram that. So Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. I don't know your husband. So now, but we make dua. He's our brother. You're our sister in Islam. So Surah chapter 59, verse 10. This is where the first quarter ends. In the 28 Supara, 28 Jews. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with iman. So these two du'as every Muslim should learn, both enshrined in the noble Quran. Yesterday he passed away. When will your iddat end? Whether you work with the Islamic calendar or you work with the Gregorian calendar, there is result will be the same. From time of death, you count 130 days. 130 days from time of death, and then your iddat will expire. The do's and the don'ts. So remember that you can't wear new clothes. You can't apply mehendi and makeup and all those things, lipstick, dipstick. And remember, you can't be using jewelry and no gallivanting, going here and there, going to the mall and attending weddings and so forth. You must sit at home, remember all the time. And you must be in ihdad, you must be in the mourning period. And what should happen is that make a lot of dua for your husband. Remember that this is husband. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Al-Mawta Kal-Ghariqil Mutaghawis. Remember, the deceased people are like a drowning person who are screaming and shouting for help. So one dua, one charity, and any nafil ibadat, voluntary ibadat, your tilawat of Quran, your salat, your fasting. Tomorrow is Thursday, so is sunnat to fast, so your nafil you can call, so sunnat, nafil, fast, whatever it is you want to call it. So remember all the nafil and actions like that, you transfer the reward to them. So that is what you should do. Allah Jalla Wala grant you sabre jameel, grant your children sabre jameel, and remember that Allah grant all the marhumin and shuhada and martyrs Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Mufti Sahab, Ramadan is around the corner. Can we give out our zakat in advance?
Totally permissible. Now you have a neighbor, you have people. Normally you give out zakat during Ramadan. You got 1,000 rand to pay. But that person doesn't have food on his table. That person cannot pay the water and lights. And now they're asking you for 100, 200, 300 rand. So you give it to them, 100% permissible. And in cases like that, we should pay immediately. Do not delay it. For that, you will get more reward than paying in Ramadan, because you have fulfilled the need of a Muslim or Muslimah who is in dire straits. Remember that. Mauqa e shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must know when to do what and to whom are you speaking and so forth. So inshallah, Allah will reward you many, many fold. Wama ataytum min zakatin turiduna wajhallah. Whosoever pays the zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So Almighty Allah will reward them multiple times and many fold. Everything you have to know, go to Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and you will find the answer there. So this is in the Noble Quran, and go see the verse number chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, and verse 39. Chapter 30, verse 39.
Mufti Sahab, when giving someone zakat money, does one have it make it known to them that it's zakat and that is being given to them?
Every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, we have self-respect, we have self-esteem. You are a person who have to pay the zakat. So you don't have to inform the recipient and the person who's receiving that zakat from you in cash or kind that this is zakat money I am giving you. The person can be sensitive and feel, now look at this person here, that he wants to insult me and so forth and so on. So rather, before giving them that person zakat, first, the person must be a Muslim male or female. Non-Muslims, we give them sadaqah, voluntary charity and so forth. One. Two, you must ascertain and be sure that this person here is deserving of zakat. So many people today are collecting zakat, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid, but if you just visit their houses and their homes, you will find big TVs, you will find internet subscription for Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, you will find so many cell phones, you will find cars and vehicles, they're all belonging to them. So such people, you can't give them zakat. People want to live it up, keep up with the Jones and just show off, and then they keep on swiping their card and then they go into their credit and so forth, and they can't meet up, you must remember their payments and so forth. So they don't have a credit account now, they have a debit account all the time, and now they're collecting zakat, but they have all this. You can't give them zakat. So when we give zakat, the recipient must be Muslim, must be 100% mustahik, deserving. Chapter 9, verse 60, Allah mentioned 8 categories, faridatam min Allah, and these have been ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah. Wallahu alimun hakim. Almighty Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. So then you are sure, instead of telling him or her, this is zakat, say my brother, sister, that this, and you can't give your parents, grandparents, your children, your grandchildren zakat, so it's some other Muslim, and now they fulfill the criteria, you satisfied, so tell them this is a gift for you. Sha'ban Mubarak is coming, Ramadan Mubarak is coming, so I decided to give you a gift and so forth. So by tongue you are saying it is a gift, in your heart you make intention of zakat, totally permissible, a win-win situation. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Nawwarullah Marqadahu, he taught us so many human lessons, you know. He said, when I give to the poor people money, they do 5 rupee, 2 rupee, 10 rupee, I give them with 2 hands. So I want to show them that I respect them. They should not think for a moment they came as a beggar to me, so I can just throw it to them, and that like how many a times we just do, because we look down upon them. Nay, this is interaction with human beings. So imagine that we show respect even to the recipient of charity, even if it's a non-Muslim. Remember that is the adab and etiquettes of Islam. Me and you have to learn as well.
Mufti Sahab, I am a student and I'm entitled to zakat. Can I accept a bursary with zakat funds?
My brother, you say you are a student, so I'm assuming you are in a Darulum. You see, personally, this is just my personal thing. Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, I never ever took zakat in my life. Even when I studied in Pakistan, Karachi, I made sure the madrasas I studied, I made sure every month I pay a certain amount and so forth and so on. I'm not in favor of this, that students just come to a madrasa, Darulum, and I'll take zakat and so on. Now you're 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you spend in a madrasa, Zesa, so now you took zakat and so forth and so on. After that you finish, now you open your own madrasa. So first thing what you go do, now you become a professional collector, a mufatiya. So zillatul ulama indal aghniya, the disgrace of the ulama by the rich, you see that? Therefore the ulama can't speak the truth most of the time. Because if they speak the truth, then the sponsor will tell them, no more money for you. Why you spoke against us? Why you spoke against me? Why you spoke against us? So they feel very, very sensitive and hurt about these things there. So now, if you look at it from the age of 15, right till 50, 60, you receiving zakat or collecting zakat, do you really think that is right? I'm asking you. How many students I see them, that if you go to the madrasas, Darulum, you must look at their kurtas, you must look at their watches they wear, look at their cell phones. Me and you will not afford that, but they're collecting zakat. Now, how you justify that? So you, my brother, you say you are a student. I'm assuming, presuming you're speaking of a Darulum. Why you don't go work for 1-2 hours? Go wash cars, go clean gardens, go do things like that, and so forth. And say, I will not accept zakat. I will use my own money, and then see how much barakah and how independent you will become. Our akabir, the real akabir we speak about, not all these plastic guys of nowadays. Majority today are plastic. There are few who are genuine. But remember that the real akabir, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, whom we met many a time with Allah's help, he passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. One of the greatest jurist scholars produced in Indo-Pak. That is my humble opinion on that issue. He says, when I started teaching also, so I decided I must never take wages. So he said that I started doing jilsazi. I started doing the, you know, Maulana jilsazi, that the covers of the books, how to make it and so forth. So from that I'll get my little bit income, and that's all I need. Then I said that this also is taking too much time. Then I said, let me open like a small bookshop, and merrily be nafa, and the people also will benefit. Every time new books come, I will read it, and then I'll sell it also. So remember that 10 copies I order, 1 I keep, all keep for me, 9 I sell. Till today, that bookshop is running. If you go to Darulum Karachi, you will see it there. So see from where to where Allah took him. I'm dead against this, remember. That we just call collect zakat, and then we abuse the zakat and so forth. Get out of that system. So yes, if you are really in dire straits and so forth, that's a different one. But just to collect zakat, now every month you want to buy new kurta, then new cell phone, new watch, new gadget and so forth. Don't think that that type of money will bring barakah in your knowledge. No. That therefore you find that you don't make much khidmat of deen. Because why? Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. So try and be independent, remember that. Therefore I said this many a time. The Maimon organization, they contacted my father, rahimahullah. He passed away in Ramadan 82. Can we said, we heard, and your Uttar Vaneto, your son is going to study, we will pay. My father said, no, he's my son, I will pay for it. I'm so happy about that, you know. So otherwise you feel indebted, you must remember that. Now I must look at this person's face, at this person's face, go tell them 100 times, Jazakallah. So I can speak the truth against the Maimon community or Gujarati community or Urdu or whoever we want to. We don't have to curry favor with anybody. So always think of that student. I'm giving you advice as a father to you, as a ustad to you, as a senior to you, that in age, remember that we've been through the mill in all these things. This business that we made, everybody must collect zakat, illa masha'Allah, 5-10% only pay, is not the good system. Then the hilas and all that. Shortcut, the one person told me in Lens, he went to the madrasa, he gave them 100,000, they called the student, and then what happened? happened? They gave one student 5,000, 10,000, and told him that 90,000, what you going to do? He said, no, I give the madrasa. If you don't give the madrasa, they'll expel him. So what kind is that now? You know, Mawar Salim, that Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who was dead against all these hilas and shortcuts and loopholes. So therefore, we must not encourage this type of system. Yes, it is a real definite case. Mustahik is a different issue. But we made it like the rule nowadays. So that is unacceptable.
Mufti Sahab, I'm doing an ID application for my two kids. I went via a friend that knows somebody at Home Affairs. I had to pay a small bribe. Wanted to know if this is jais.
I was in Makkah, the person ate the chicken in front of me after cleaning the whole chicken up. He asked me, Maulvi Sahab, I halal che? I understood, is this halal? I said, Baji, tomato saaf ki di ludu, that you ate the whole thing and now you're asking me. So brother, you already paid the bribery and everything. You say, no, it was just a small bribe. It's a major, major sin for you and that mota, third party in between. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi, La'ana Allahu Rashi, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the one who paid the bribery. Wal Murtashi, the one who received it. You know the government. So 30 years, they finished up South Africa because of bribery and corruption. Yeah, I was listening yesterday to the news. I don't know exactly. Imfalozi, where is Imfalozi? They said they spent $500 million on overtime and now the money pelile finish. You understand? Where's this Imfalozi? So now they got no money. Bankrupt. You see that? On overtime, they were paying people. Mufatyas, you know. So La'anallahu Rashi, Wal Murtashi, Wal Raish. And the third guy who said is not what you know, is who you know. He said, I got all the contacts, Axel, alles rechmark. I will sort out your son, your daughter's license, ID, whatever you want. I got all parties are cursed in Islam. Islam wants a pure and a just and chaste society. Not that they do haram, so you also do haram. Absolute. And best part, you ask the question after doing the unda danda. So that's another crime also. Make two rakat salatu tawbah daily and beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and the sign that Allah accepted our tawbah, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, chapter number 66 and verse number 8, that we don't repeat those vices. Then it means Allah has accepted our tawbah. Allah protect us from all this corruption and bribery and so forth. And remember, you say, now everybody is doing it. So that does not justify it, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, can a person perform sajdah tilawat after Fajr and after Asr?
I am going now for Fajr Salat. I'll read my sunnahs now. Therefore, I'll finish up 5-2, inshallah, because time is coming now down, you know. So anyway, and in 5 minutes' time also, we'll finish up. I'll read sunnahs, go for Fajr, and then after Fajr, for example, I'm reading Quran Sharif. And now I read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, okay? I just used that example because it's a famous surah. And I read it after Fajr Salat, before sunrise. And then what should I do? 100%, according to all schools, you perform the sajda tilawat that time there, totally permissible. Similarly, after Asr, you sit in the masjid or at home, and you're reading Quran Sharif, and then you read a sajda tilawat verse, and then you perform sajda that time between Asr and Maghrib, totally permissible. Yes. I read a Quranic verse last night after Maghrib, after Isha. At that time, I did not perform the Sajda Tilawat. And I said, I'll perform it. Then I forgot about it. Now today, I want to perform that Sajda, which I read last night after Maghrib, after Isha, after Fajr, before sunrise. So that is not permissible. So that is how you should understand it. If you read it that time and you perform the Sajda Tilawat, were totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, if I am biharting an ayat of sajda as a hafiz of the Quran and I keep repeating the ayat of sajda, how many sujood do I have to make?
You make one sajda, if you are repeating it fi majlis in wahid, you're learning now iqra bismi. So now you're reading the last line there, and you read it 10 times, but you're in the same place. So remember that, so then you make one sajda only, one sajda tilawat. Another point that you should take cognizance of, according to the Hanafis only, the fatwa is this, that sajda tilawat is wajib, compulsory upon the reciter and the Sami, the person who heard it. But according to majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, it is Sunnah. You perform the Sajda Tilawat, great reward. But you don't perform it, and you made and recited 100,000 Sajda Tilawat ayats, you understood? So meaning you read it many times. There are 15 Sajda Tilawat in the Noble Quran. That's an academic discussion. Hanafi say 14, Shafi say 14, Hanbali say 15, and Malik say 11, and so forth. So that I discussed with you many a time. But the majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali, say it's Sunnah. So if you perform the Sajda Tilawat, you are rewarded. You don't perform it and you pass away, Fala Isma Ali. There's no sin upon you, according to majority scholars. So we should take that also into cognizance. Not the whole world is Hanafi and so forth, you know. So therefore, we have to explain and teach the people what is the truth. وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُتَّبَى. So teach the people that what is the real issue and what do the fuqaha and jurors have to say on that particular issue.
Mufti Sahib, duas requested for me as I'm going for an angiogram today.
Allah Jalla Wala grant you siha afia. So what must you do, my brother, my sister? You're going for this angiogram and this gram and that gram, and Allah alone knows what. Sometime I wonder if these doctors are just taking us for a ride also, you know. So anyway, you the person who's really ill, so read Surah 21, and that is in the 17 Jews, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, verse 83, and that is the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, disaster, catastrophe has afflicted me, whilst you alone and exclusively, wa anta arhamur rahimin, you were, you are, you always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Then the worry, sorry, anxiety will get the better of you. Few verses after that, chapter 21, verse 87, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Read that, Allah will remove the worry, sorry, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'min. Read Surah Fatiha Alhamdu 7 times and blow on yourself. InshaAllah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant you complete shifa. And last one, you, your family, your children, Dawu Mardakum bis Sadaqah. Make it a habit. Ya Allah, I'm giving this 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand for everybody who's ill and sick, Muslim and non-Muslim. So that is a da'wat also, that you tell the non-Muslim, I'm praying for you and I'm giving charity on your behalf, so that he will wonder that this person, that they like humanity so much that they're making dua and praying for us and giving charity. The jutla harami will never give charity. Do you know how they are? Yes, was saying that was a juat, a khuya juat is a doya juat. So we end off today's program on the Afrikaans note. You are so stingy and miserly, just like a Jew. And a good Jew is a dead Jew. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for people who are ill and sick, give out charity, cash your kind to anybody. This is voluntary charity, Muslim, non-Muslim. The hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.